Country Pop FM. The light at the end of the tunnel, that is the All Request Lunch Hour here on Bob Neal back.
I am here.
Today, Wednesday, May 16th, 136th day of the year, 229 left to go. I'm going to dedicate this Bob Almanac to my good friend, the golfing farmer, who's out in his tractor. He's, I didn't ask him exactly what he was doing, plowing, possibly, out on his farm in rural Pine County. And he's the missing piece to our golf team. He's going to be golfing with us at the Bob Golf Tournament. And that was the one missing piece to make us a contender.
Well, yeah, he's crafty and skilled.
A.K.A. Jeff Reardon.
Yeah.
He's right. Reardon.
He's your closer?
Yeah. So this date, 1770, 14-year-old Marie Antoinette married the future King Louis XVI of France. She was 14. He was 15. It's a decision that she may have lived to regret because eventually she would say, let them eat cake and then off with your head.
Yeah, she lost her head on that deal.
Yeah, it wasn't it was a fateful decision.
Right.
1770.
She was 14.
This date. They married him young back then,
Yeah,
Neil.
They did. Yeah, they did.
18, even if they didn't have the chicken hormones, they were still maturing early.
Right.
In the 1770s, 1868, U.S. President Andrew Johnson. Now, he's one of those guys that we tried to impeach. Actually, he was impeached.
Yes.
But then acquitted by one vote. All I have to say is high crimes and misdemeanors for Andrew Johnson. But he kept his office, kept his post. 1868. Let's go back. 1866, 2 years prior to that. A little out of order here.
That's okay.
Pharmacist Charles Elmer Hyers invented root beer. It is believed to be the second oldest soft drink. They still make it now. I think I looked it up. Dr. Pepper now owns Hyers, but they also own A&W, so that's an issue.
Yeah, it is.
So they're probably going to promote A&W before they promote Hyers. But Werner's Ginger Ale is the only other, is the only oldest
soft
drink out there. And I'm not talking cola or anything. I'm talking soft drink.
Yeah. Gosh, if I could find a Hyers root beer, I would buy it.
It's right up there.
Instantly.
You know, Barks was old, too. Barks was one of the oldest ones. There's IBC. That's still around.
Yeah,
you know, that 1919 is really good. Ever get that in the little keg?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good.
That is
very good.
So it's always pharmacists coming up with this stuff.
They do it.
I mean, they weren't enough. In their spare time, they're making up soft drinks.
Well, they had a soda fountain, so they needed something for it.
It gets boring counting out pills all the time with that little knife and that plastic thing.
Right.
So that was 1868. 1869, Cincinnati Reds play their first ever game. 1869, baseball was different back then, Neil.
Were they the Cincinnati Red Stockings?
No, they were just the Reds. They were the Reds.
There was a Red Stockings,
too. Well, there were multiple teams. There were Red Stockings while there were also Reds.
Right.
41-7, they won that game.
Oof.
A little bit of a pitcher's duel there.
Well,
Lance Lynn, did he start?
He might have.
1902, another baseball note. For the first time, and maybe the only time ever, 1902, two deaf mutes face each other for the first time.
What?
And boy, were we cruel in the early 1900s, because it was Dummy Hoy for the Reds against Dummy Taylor of the Giants. The Reds won 5-3.
Oh, that is bad.
Is that just horrible?
What?
But that's what they're listed as. Look up those players on Wikipedia. Dummy Hoy versus Dummy Taylor because they were deaf mutes.
Wow.
We've come a long way.
We have.
I think we're a little more civilized.
I think we are.
So that was in 1902. The Reds did win the game. Dummy Hoy won the game. In fact, it was Dummy Hoy who led off the game against Dummy Taylor. So it was hitter versus batter. Neither could talk, neither could hear. And it's also believed one of those two is the reason why we have signals.
Oh,
you know, the
sure.
umpire signs.
Because
they couldn't hear him say out, strike, ball, whatever.
Well, they
safe,
so
they come up with signals.
That's very cool.
So think of that. So that's somewhat revolutionary. That was an 0-2. Fast forward to 65.
Franco-American.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
One of the most recognizable jingles of my youth.
And I bet you now the way that any ad wizard today probably wouldn't even come up with that because it's too negative. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, that's too negative. We can't go with that.
Right.
Even though it's so recognizable now.
Very
1965.
Catchy.
Franco-American.
I didn't like their sauce. I was Chef Boyardee all the way.
You were. You like the hat.
I just like their sauce. I didn't like Franco American.
Franco American. Now, did you like your SpaghettiOs plain with the Franks or the meatballs?
I like, you know, my neighbors always had Franco American. We always had Chef Boyardee.
Wow, so that was quite a conflict there. Hatfields and McCoys.
Right, right.
So 65.
I mean, I ate it. I didn't enjoy it as much. And either Franks or meatballs, both good.
And you're not going to be surprised by this, but we would add cheese to ours.
Oh, yeah.
A little Velveeta.
For sure.
Make it cheesy SpaghettiOs.
No.
Which I think they eventually came out with in later on in the 70s, but we invented it on our farm.
Nice.
1965. And also, you're going to want to look up the recipe for SpaghettiO Jell-O.
Ooh.
Look it up.
That sounds awful.
1980 this date. Elvis Presley, was he his friend? Was he his foe? His personal physician, Dr. George Nikopoulos. Indicted by a grand jury, 14 counts of illegally prescribing drugs to Presley. He should have been inventing a soft drink, but
he
was over prescribing drugs to not only Elvis, but Jerry Lee Lewis and 9 others. Mm. And then he was eventually barred from practicing medicine. That was this date, 1980 and 81.
She's pure as New York snow.
How can you forget this little ditty?
Kim
Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes, haunting.
It was.
Medley and melody of the song.
Big hit song, though.
It became number one on this date, and it was number one for 9 weeks.
Wow.
In 81.
Very nice.
84.
Thank you very much.
Andy Kaufman died on this date, or did he?
Yeah, what happened to that?
1984. He got sick. He had an illness, and then he died at the age of 35, but many people have said that they believe that he faked his death.
Right.
So we're remembering Andy Kaufman today. We're also remembering the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh. Toto, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, PETA would get after that, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there's no way a witch can threaten a dog without PETA getting involved.
They should have.
So Margaret Hamilton.
She was very green.
Perfect for that. Yeah,
oh,
she was very green. Green with envy.
Yeah, right.
Margaret Hamilton, she melted, though. How did she take a shower?
That
her BO
one of
must
the great,
have been awful, or she had some real good deodorant.
One of the great mysteries
Secret.
Of our time.
Strong enough for a witch, made for a woman.
That's
strong
right.
enough for a man, made for a wicked witch.
Right.
So that was this date, Margaret Hamilton dying in 85, 86 in theaters.
I'm going to send you up against the best. Yes, sir. You two characters are going to Top Gun.
I feel the need.
Need for speed. Top Gun premiered on this date. Tom Cruise, of course. Val Kilmer. And a cast. A great cast.
Yes.
Kelly McGillis.
Very
she was
good.
Lovely.
She was lovely.
Well, and guess what? Next summer, Top Gun Maverick, the sequel, finally.
Really?
Is going to be released. They're fine. They're doing it.
Nice.
They're doing it. That was in 86. Also 86.
Good morning.
Guess who's alive and who's taking a shower? Well, it's not the Wicked Witch of the West, but it's Bobby Ewing.
Right. Just that's how the season started. Right.
Was it Pamela Ewing that found him? Yeah, it was Pamela that found him. And maybe he was taking a shower with the Wicked Witch of the West, and she's the one that made it all a dream.
Yeah.
And then she
melted.
Right. She was just a puddle of green dye that was running down the drain. But yeah, it was all a dream.
It was a dream.
Patrick Duffy, Bobby Ewing, not dead. Apparently, he was contracted for another year. They had to find something to do with him. So they said, oh, we'll write him back in. But that whole season now was just a dream. Just a dream.
That didn't work for me.
So that was in 86. 87. Probably my favorite Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop.
Yes.
Has there ever been a better one?
I don't think so. He had the look for me
that
just said Surgeon General.
No, he didn't. He had the look. When he had full uniform, looked like he was a salty sea captain. He's out shrimping.
He did, actually.
Did he not?
He did.
This was the date that C. Everett Koop declared that nicotine was addictive in similar ways as heroin and cocaine.
Wow.
Look out for the nicotine. Also in 88, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that police do not have to have a search warrant to search your discarded garbage. If you have garbage that you're keeping and you're guarded garbage, they need a search warrant. Right, they need a search warrant. But if you've discarded the garbage, once it's gone to your curb, they can search
it. They can have at it.
So you better do some shredding.
Yeah, I got to think about that.
Get that shredder going. Mm-hmm. 1990, we lost a couple of the greats.
Sammy Davis Jr. wasn't really a singer. He wasn't actually a comedian. And he wasn't a dancer or an actor. He was all of those things. A combination of talents described in show business as an entertainer.
He really was an entertainer, was he not, Sammy Davis Jr.?
One of the very best.
Funny, talented.
He looked marvelous.
He had a glass eye, which I think made him dance better.
He didn't take himself too seriously.
He didn't have to worry about that whole peripheral vision thing, which can be a negative when it comes to dancing.
Yeah.
So Sammy Davis Jr., you know, he was only 64. He had throat cancer.
Yeah, he smoked a lot.
And then on the same day,
Henson's lasting mark may have been not entertainment, but education. Through the unlikely vehicles of Kermit the Frog, Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster, and Big Bird. Henson created the Muppets for a Washington, D.C. television.
The Muppets, the creator, Jim Henson, died unexpectedly. Bacterial, just a bacterial infection. You were a little too old, but anybody my age, early 50s and into the 40s and younger, grew up on Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie, and
you couldn't deny his genius,
and all
though.
Those. I love Count. Guy Smiley is one of my favorites of all time, the game show host. So he was dead at 53 on this date in 1990. And on this date, I think it was 2 years ago. It's a little sketchy now, even though it should be much more important in my life. This was the date. You probably don't even remember. Par 3, number 6, Cedar Creek, 7-iron, Neil Freeman, hole in one.
It's
in the hole.
It's in the hole.
I can't believe it. You got your first and last to hole in one. We should say most recent.
Yeah, it's the only. Well, yeah,
you'll probably get another one.
I would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thrill.
2016. Your thoughts on that? Your emotions, are they coming back?
Yeah, I remember it vividly. That was just me and my buddy Big Pete. We were replaying a match. I think I started out triple, quad, triple.
So the chances of a hole in one were looking really good at that point.
Oh, I was ready to throw all my stuff in the pond. And then you get to number 6, and God, I hit it right at it. I couldn't see it down. It was kind of into the setting sun, and we walked up. Oh, there it is. It's in the hole. It's in the hole.
It was.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Birthdays.
People say I'm evil. I say evil is how cable companies trick you with a low rate, and then bam, your bill is over $100 a month. Enough is enough. Stop paying too much for TV.
Yeah. You've been tricked, haven't you, by a cable company?
Yeah, I think my bill's $180 right now.
We all have. Danny Trejo, who did those ads, he was also Machete in the Spy Kids. Machete. He just showed up on The Flash a couple of episodes ago. Yeah, he's got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
He's a tough you-know-what.
Well, he's not I would not call him a handsome leading man.
But he's used.
He's grizzled.
But he's used those skills, he has.
Right.
That look. He knew what he had good advice by his counselor in high school.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's always been a bad guy.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, always been a bad guy, and he did some time, too. Yeah. Danny Trejo is 74.
He's Machete.
Jim Langer.
The former center?
Yes, former Dolphin. He played a couple years for the Vikings. He's from Minnesota. He went to Royalton High School.
Right.
Hall of Famer.
Was a great player. He was part of that undefeated team.
Yes, he was. Popping corks every time a team looks like they might break it and they lose the last undefeated team. In an NFL season, they're popping corks. And he should pop another one. He's 70 today. 70 for Jim Langer.
Nice.
So, by what means shall we execute you, Commander Bond?
What, no small talk? No chit-chat? That's the trouble with the world today. No one takes the time to do a really sinister interrogation anymore. It's a lost art.
Pierce Brosnan as 007.
I thought he was a pretty good Bond.
He held his own. Die Another Day, World Is Not Enough. Remington Steele, of course. And he was very good in Mrs. Doubtfire.
And he got to star with both Terry Hatcher and Halle Berry. I mean, come on, dude.
He was the victim of a run-by fruiting. Yeah. At the pool during Mrs. Doubtfire. He's 65.
Wow.
This is an 80s. This is an 80s anthem. Kyrie, Mr. Lead singer for Mr. Richard Page is 65. Only on the Almanac are you going to hear that.
Oh, love it.
So he's 65. 63 today for Deborah Winger.
If you are doing something and you're trying to make me feel crazy because I'm bearing our child, then you may have just sunk to a point so low that you will never recover. You may have just panicked, Flap.
Her husband's name, played by Jeff Daniels, was Flap. We need more Flaps. Anybody expecting out there, name your son Flap.
Flap. I'm going to make a note. Flap.
And see what happens in his future. But Deborah Winger, that's one of the saddest movie endings for me. Just because it was one of the most serious movies that I'd seen at that point in my life. It's all been comedies and science fiction and everything up to that point. Then I saw Terms of Endearment. I'm going, oh, that's sad. Deborah Winger, 63, Urban Cowboy, Terms of Endearment. Happy birthday. How about Blackjack?
He gets his eighth strikeout.
Two jacks. Maintained the velocity on his fastball through 9 2/3 innings.
9 2/3 innings. He would go a full 10, Neil.
Yes, he would.
Game 7 of the 91 World Series. And he is now a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Jack Morris works with the Twins now on their broadcast. He is 63, the youngest of the Jacksons.
See? It's got JJ's eyes.
No, it doesn't.
It's got JJ's smile.
No, it doesn't.
And Phil here. It's all fuzzy between the ears.
Now you're talking about JJ.
Janet Jackson, there she is as Penny on Good Times.
Good Times.
She was Todd Bridges or would be Willis's girlfriend on Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. And she sang a little, too.
She's pretty talented, really.
Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson, 52. Tracy Gold.
You are not a very good boss.
What?
And somebody should tell you this because it might do you some good. You have major B.O. Just saying that because I'm being fired.
You're not being fired. You're being promoted.
Have you ever?
Oh, boy. Carol Seaver from Growing Pains is 49 today.
I've had to have that conversation a couple times.
That's got to not be good as a boss.
It's tough.
But it wasn't you who had BO. It was one of your underlings.
Yes.
One of your minions.
Well.
David Boreanaz is 49 today from Bones. You ever watch the Bones show?
Yeah.
And it's a good show.
I saw him on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He was there too, 49. Yeah. Well, she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know. Rick Trevino, complete with Tilde. Don't forget the Tilde. Rick Trevino, 47. And Tori Spelling is 45, the daughter of Aaron. I'm imagining that helped her career a little bit.
I think so. And then she. They had a reality show with her and her husband, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't watch reality TV, so don't ask me about it.
Yeah, it's no good.
Your turn.
Oh, my turn. Gone but not forgotten today. We start with Academy Award-winning actor, one of the greatest actors of our time, I think. I would have to include him in that list. We're talking about Henry Fonda.
Yes, sir. Oh, this is a trout. A rainbow trout. Good going, boy.
Golden Pond had some trout.
Yes, they did.
They had some rough fish, but they also had some trout, and Henry Fonda knew how to find them.
His daughter Jane in that movie as well, of course. Henry Hank Fonda played a couple of really nasty bad guys in some old westerns. Very talented, 1905. Broadcaster and author Studs Terkel, you may recall the name from 1912. Band leader Woody Herman.
I almost took that name when I was thinking about an air name.
Studs Terkel.
Studs Erickson.
Studs
Erickson. I was going to change that.
Right.
My on-air name.
Sure. I can understand how that would have come into your mind. Woody Herman, 1913. He was quite the showman, and he had just one name. He was Liberace.
And nobody would call him Studs.
No.
Well, look me over. I didn't get dressed like this to go unnoticed. It's wonderful to see all of you, and thank
He knew how to make an entrance.
Yes, he did, and he had quite a wardrobe. He was Liberace, and he was born on this day, 1919. He was a Twins manager, a Yankee manager 3-4 times over, and a player, Billy Martin.
I've had a lot of long talks with George. A lot of guys are going to wonder how we're going to get along. Like, I'm sure you're going to ask me that question later on. Well, we've straightened a lot of things out. They'll... For instance, I'll be handling all the trades.
What do you mean?
There'll be no phone calls in the dugout.
What do you mean? That is not... No. That's not right. I'm handling the trades.
That isn't the way we say it,
I have the
George.
Right to call you in the dugout.
That's not the way it's going to be, George.
Well, you're damn right it isn't. If you don't like it, you're fired.
You haven't hired me yet.
Oh, that was great.
That was one of the great press conferences of all time.
That was so smart and intelligent and fun.
It was really good.
How many times was he fired? Was it 6 or 7? How many times did George fire him?
I guess we'd have to Look that
I've
up.
I've lost count.
Cue the virtual Neil.
He punched a marshmallow salesman one time.
And he punched and Dave Boswell, who was when he was a manager for the Twins, he punched one of his pitchers.
He didn't make the cut at the players.
Yeah. He was fiery and competitive. He was Billy Martin, and he did some fine Miller Lite commercials. Born on this day, 1928. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And we've got one that your crew, your staff forgot here today.
The fuse has gone out.
That's right, Joker. It's out. The automatic fuse extinguisher in my Batgirl utility belt will forever keep you from putting me into orbit.
Yvonne Craig, Batgirl. Barbara Gordon, the daughter of Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon's daughter, yes.
Was Batgirl. She was revolutionary. She was a trendsetter. She was a trail setter, if you will, for female heroes.
Yeah, superheroes.
Superheroes and crime fighters. Yvonne Craig. Gone but not forgotten, born on the state, 1937.
Oh, I didn't, okay.
So I thought she was younger, but she would have made her almost 30 or right around 30 when that show was
almost.
On.
Almost, yep.
So Yvonne Craig.
Gone.
But not
forgotten. Are we going to play some
we are.
Some almanac trivia now? For-
By the way, my friend, the golfing farmer, is planting soybeans.
Oh, very
so
nice.
Just an FYI, he's feeding the country, feeding the nation. Feeding,
that's what he does.
Feeding America. Next time I have some soy nuts, maybe they're coming from his farm, or some tofu.
Mm. Yummy.
Tofu with gravy. All right, we had Deborah Winger who had a birthday today.
Yes, we did.
She was 63,
and
we had a clip from the movie Terms of Endearment.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of her husband in that movie? We mentioned it. She said it. She said it in the clip, and then I said it again. Jeff Daniels played this character's name, first name. Mm-hmm. Tell me it, and you'll win the tickets, pair of tickets, two single-day tickets, Tree Town Music Festival, Forest City, Iowa, Thursday, May 24th through Saturday, May 27th. First one with the correct answer to that question will win, okay?
Love it.
All right, so that's Almanac Trivia, the
Did
number.
Did we give the number? 763-450-0100.
Again?
763-450-0100. First correct is going to be a winner.
Good luck.
Rita was 16.